Morning Watch, being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 7, the Lord being with our spirit to be our empowering grace, enabling us to minister the healthy teaching of God's eternal economy. Speaking with healthy words of the grace of life for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Saturday. Related verses. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for building up according to the need, that it may give grace to those who hear. 2 Corinthians 1:12. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in singleness and sincerity of God, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world and more abundantly toward you. 1 Peter 4:10 through 11. Each one, as he has received a gift, ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the varied grace of God. If anyone speaks, as speaking oracles of God, if anyone ministers, as ministering out of the strength which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom is the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Matthew 12:34-35. Offspring of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. The good man out of his good treasure brings forth good things, and the evil man out of his evil treasure brings forth evil things. Acts 20:24-28-32. But I consider my life of no account, as if precious to myself, in order that I may finish my course and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to solemnly testify of the gospel of the grace of God. For I do not shrink from declaring to you all the counsel of God. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained through his own blood. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who have been sanctified. Related reading. In our experience of the grace in God's economy, we carry out the stewardship of the grace of God entrusted by him, dispensing the riches of Christ as the grace of God to his chosen people for the producing and building up of the church. Not only the apostles as stewards dispensed grace into people, but we also in our living should speak words of building up and thus give grace to people. In verse 28, Paul says that we should labor, working with our own hands, in that which is respectable, that we may have something to share with him who has need. As Christians, we should have something in our living, both materially and spiritually, to minister to others. In 2 Corinthians 1:12, Paul speaks of the singleness and sincerity of God. The sincerity of God is a divine virtue, a virtue of what God is. To conduct ourselves in such a virtue means to experience God himself. Hence, to conduct ourselves in such a virtue is to be in the grace of God. God is wise and almighty, but in a sense, he is also single. He is very simple. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he was wise, yet he was also simple and single. I very much enjoy having contact with the Lord Jesus because of his singleness and simplicity. However, when you talk to certain brothers, you find that they are extremely complicated. But our God is simple. Whenever we talk to him, we find that he is not full of complications. When he says yes, he means yes. When he says no, he means no. Likewise, when he says white or black, he means white or black, not gray. No matter how God may feel about us at a particular time, he is always single. He may be unhappy with us or he may be happy, but he himself is simple. Only a person so single is a generous person. Our God is bountiful toward us because he is single. Imagine what would happen to us if God were not single, and if he thought about us in a complicated way. Probably he would not care for us. Would you like God to consider your situation and examine you in detail? Would you like him to look at you from head to toe and consider what you are inwardly and outwardly? None of us would be favored by God if he examined us in this way. But because of God's singleness and generosity, we have received blessing from him. Paul was like this simple God, but the Corinthians were extremely complicated. Paul's conscience testified that toward the Corinthians, he and his co-workers conducted themselves in the singleness of God. Therefore, they could be generous toward the Corinthians and be willing to give them anything. Toward those believers, Paul and his co-workers were generous and full of bounty. Grace is not only the end of the book of Revelation, but also the end of the entire Bible. Revelation 22:21 says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen." The saints include all of us who have believed into Christ. The grace of the Lord must be with each one of us in every aspect of our daily life because we are saints. This grace consummates in the New Jerusalem as the consummation of God's good pleasure in joining and mingling himself with man for his glorious enlargement and eternal expression.